Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Zeus film podcast. We're mic-less tonight. I figure it's like MTV Unplugged, you know? I just speak into the phone and do a little editing voice-wise. Don't worry, I'm not going to turn the share effects. I mean, that is on the GarageBand. Those of you who have GarageBand, there is a share effect, you know? Do you believe in podcasting after night? I do. Yeah. So good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus film podcast. Film noir. We're doing it from today all the way to next week, next Monday. There's a lot going on. With film noir, like I said, it's about mystery. It's about intrigue. Film noir has been in television shows. I mean, it's been parodied, you know. You look at something like Sin City, there's a little bit of noir within that, within the context of the film, the stylistic look, the feel, the cinematography. And that's where the nerd in me and many others comes out. It's like, okay, what do you mean the cinematography? So the look and feel of the film. So if it's a black and white film, and there's a lot of shadows, and there's rain, or there's wind, and there's lights. That is the cinematographer's job right there. The director of photography. That's what a cinematographer is. So the look and feel of a film is based upon the lighting and the cinematography. Okay, the film has an actual feel to it, and that's why film noir has an actual look to it, a vibe. It's not just the hat. It's not just the characters. It's not just that it's a detective and cops and robbers and shady underlining doings and business deals that are backwards. Backwards, yeah. It's the look and feel of the film, okay? So that's why the look of Key Largo is very significant, thanks to the director of photography, the cinematographer. The look and feel of The Big Sleep, okay? Out of the Past, the same thing. The hues, you know, the moonlight. How everything is photographed for the film, okay? That's why if you get up during the Oscars, during the cinematography, you know, category, then you've missed out, because there's a reason why. Some people want to get rid of those awards. You can't do that, because you got to understand it's an industry award. So yeah, to you, it may be about all of the actors and the director, or not even maybe the director, but it starts off all the different tiers that it takes to make a film, okay? From the sound editing, the lighting, the camera, the cinematography, the score, the costume design, the production design. It's all wrapped up within the film, okay? And so that's why film noir is very important in terms of the score, in terms of the look, the feel, how the characters come across. A good example of that is Notorious, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. I've talked a lot about Alfred Hitchcock and Notorious, and here's why. Before Notorious, Alfred Hitchcock was just making films in England. And then he got an assignment to do Rebecca, starring Laurence Olivier and Joan Fontaine. And the producer who was in control of that was David O. Selznick. He had just come off a win for Gone with the Wind. So this was his next win. And so he had complete artistic control. Hitchcock did not. And it was a very toxic relationship, a working relationship. And then what happened is, as I've said before, there was a film called Duel in the Sun. And David O. Selznick was purging money. Everything was over budget. And so David O. Selznick looked for things to sell. And the one thing that he sold and he had to sell was Notorious. Notorious was already in production, starring Ingrid Bergman, Cary Grant, and Paul Henrich from Casablanca. And Watch Over the Rhine, and, you know, he did a lot of movies with Betty Davis. And so what happened was, once Notorious was sold, Hitchcock gained full control of Notorious. And so that's how Hitchcock became the Hitchcock that we all know and revere within the film industry. Without Notorious, you wouldn't have Psycho, you wouldn't have North by Northwest, you wouldn't have Rear Window, you wouldn't have Vertigo. Okay? You wouldn't have The Birds. And so by giving Hitchcock his freedom, which David O. Selznick did. David O. Selznick was a megalomaniac, basically. Benzedrine, you know, he wanted it to look just right. He wanted Duel in the Sun to be perfect with his perfect creation, Jennifer Jones. That wasn't her real name, but he was her creation, and she was his wife. Okay. And with Notorious, Alfred Hitchcock did some wonderful things. First of all, he built this big crane to have the camera on it so that he could zoom down from this crane in the building so that you see the key in Ingrid Bergman's hand as she has the hand behind her back. She's holding that key. That key is an integral part to Notorious, an integral scene where she goes to meet with Cary Grant, okay? I urge all of you to watch Notorious. Notorious is where it all started for Alfred Hitchcock. Notorious is a film noir. There's a lot going on. The cinematography, the look, the feel of the film. There's a sense that Ingrid Bergman's character is running from something. And then she meets up with Cary Grant. She's already drank heavily. They get into the car. You know, Notorious is such an amazing film. And I'm talking about the movie. I'm not talking about Notorious B.I.G. Although we could. We could. To give you a rundown. So Notorious is 74 years old. Ah. It is a spy film noir directed and produced by Alfred Hitchcock, Cary Grant, Ingrid Bergman, and Claude Rains, as three people whose lives become intermittently entangled during an espionage operation. It was shot in late 1945 and in early 1946 and was released by RKO Radio Pictures in August of 1946. Notorious is considered by critics and scholars to mark a watershed for Hitchcock artistically and to represent a heightened thematic maturity. His biographer Donald Spotto writes that Notorious is, in fact, Alfred Hitchcock's first attempt at the age of 46 to bring his talents to the creation of a serious love story. And the story of two men in love with Ingrid Bergman could only have one been made at this stage of his life. Okay. Cinematography by, we always have to get this right, their names.
Ted Tesloff.
Okay. There's a lot within Notorious
production. Ah, here it is. This is what we talked about. Okay. Production. Okay. Perfect. Cinematography. Here we go. Roger Ebert, may he rest in peace, described Notorious as having some of the most effective camera shots in his or anyone's work. Hitchcock played off Grant's star power in his first scene, introducing his character with shots of the back of the actor's head, showing him observing Alicia carefully. The excess of her drinking is reinforced the next morning with a close-up and zoom-out from a glass of frizzing aspirin beside her bed. The camera switches to her point of view, and the viewer sees Grant as Devlin backlit and upside down. The film also contains a tracking shot at Sebastian's mansion in Rio de Janeiro. Starting high above the entrance hall, the camera tracks all the way down to Alicia's hand, showing her nervously twisting the key there. And that's what I talked about. Starting high and wide, ending low and close, a tracking shot, both the scale of the party and the point of it, purloined key to the wine cellar. It's just an amazing film, you know? It gives you goosebumps. Notorious was a big hit. It was perfect. It received an Academy Award nomination for Claude Rains, and Ben Hatchett was nominated for the screenplay. Notorious is the moment within Hitchcock becomes Hitchcock artistically. It's a spy film noir, and that's what we're talking about, film noir. When I first watched Notorious, oh my goodness, I was just, it was enchant. First of all, you know, like I said, the look and feel of the film, when she's had too much to drink and she decides to get in the car anyway with Cary Grant, and he ends up having to do the driving because she almost crashes, and her hair is blowing in her face, you know, it's in, I believe, yeah, it's a stormy kind of afternoon for them, or evening. The other thing is the kiss. Okay, there is this famous kiss in Notorious. That rhymed. And they got it by the censors. Ah, here we go. It is called the most erotic kiss in film history. The great erotic moment in Vertigo, where the man kisses a woman out of his fantasy while the room whirls around him. There was a parallel scene in Notorious, and it was famous at the time for the longest kiss in the history of movies. It was not, however, a single kiss, as Tim Dirks points out in his essay on the film org. Ah, yes. Because what happened was, is due to, you know, censorship, you couldn't have a long kiss. And so what Ingrid would do is she would kiss Cary Grant for a little bit, and then she'd kind of rest her head on his shoulder, and then she'd kiss him again, and they'd break, and then they'd do it again and again. So the censors are, you know, there's nothing for them to cut, okay? And that's how they maintain the longevity within the kiss in Notorious. Is that film noir? Yes. Yes. There's a lot going on in Notorious. It's an amazing film. I thought I'll single it out. I'll single Hitchcock. This movie, I mean, right down to them dropping the wine bottle, and you're going to find out why. Why this movie is so legendary. You know, Ingrid Bergman had just won her Academy Award. You know, Cary Grant never won, was given an honorary Oscar, as was Claude Rains. He never won. He was nominated. If you really want to travel down a romantic spy film noir, it's Notorious. An amazing film. directed by Alfred Hitchcock, starring Cary Grant, Ingrid Bergman, and Claude Rains. Unpleasant dreams.